for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, May the 27th, 2007. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of this service, teaching on, what time is it?
Cheryl, I think most of you know Cheryl, but if you don't, Cheryl Batts gonna minister this afternoon, and we need a report on your mother. Okay, come on, Cheryl.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, report on my mother, she's doing well. Some of you know that she had a stroke last September, and I was sharing with Doc that of all the things that have occurred with her, the least of our problems is the stroke. It's all of the other things, the infections that come from the quick loss of weight and that kind of thing. So I just covet your prayers that I will have wisdom, since I'm not the world's greatest cook, on the things to feed her so that she will eat and grow stronger. The most amazing thing is our relationship together and what God is doing between us, and how I've seen the thirst and hunger in her heart for the Lord that I didn't notice before, you know, because we're in such a close, you know, knit situation. And there is no real support from family or friends. Some people thought she was in the nursing home, as though that was really a reason not to come and visit. So, you know, when people don't show up and visit and I'm trying to get time off to relax and no one comes, she's in the room by herself. So we've started to pray. I call her on the phone, and I really enjoy the growth. They say most stroke victims become very selfish, but I've seen a growth in my mom that as we grow closer together and I share with her, like, I need that rest, I need that time away, that she'll say, I don't like it, but I understand it. And so I know that there is a strength that she's getting in knowing really that God is with her and that he's there with her. And she has heard God's voice, which is something that she said that she had never heard before during the time that she had the stroke. He told her that he had given angels charge over her, and she was so thrilled. She didn't really want to tell anybody because she thought that they would think that she was crazy. So she waited for me to come so she could tell me, and I could tell her that that's okay because he does talk to you, you know. So and she turned 80 this year, May 6th. She turned 80 years old, and it's been a real walk. It's been a real walk for me. Sometimes she'll look at me, and the family won't do something, and she'll say, I just don't want the woman of God acting like that. So it's been a good thing, you know. We have learned to praise God together through this, but I still ask you to do pray for me, because I do have a hard time in terms of cooking and in terms of fixing and preparing things for her that she'll like to eat. I mean, I was a restaurant person, and she's like this person. She wants the homemade meals and everything, and I'm just telling you, I'm not there. So I am praying. I am getting better. I make the best eggs in town now. So I am getting better. So you guys pray for me in that area. My mom needs me to have wisdom on what to feed her so she can get fat in her bones. And thank you so much for being able to share that with you guys. Just pray for us. We're doing good. It's me, Mama, and Jesus. So, you know, we're all right. Amen. Amen. Let us go to the throne room together. Father, I just thank and praise you for this time with you. I thank and praise you for this opportunity to stand before your people. I don't consider it and be flippant. I know that this is a very serious thing that you have given me to share with the people of God. I know, Father God, that ministry is not about me. It's not about travel. It's not about anything except the people of God who Jesus died on the cross for. And I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. I thank you for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. I thank you, Father God, for the overseer. I thank you for those that work on this camp day in and day out to cause things to happen, to hear your voice, and to work administratively to create the environment that we can come and receive the unfettered word of God. God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory. I decrease right now that you may increase in me, that I may speak your word, that I will not draw back, that I will have the courage of the line of the tribe of Judah and say what you tell me to say and do what you tell me to do. For truly there is no other God but you. Amen. Amen. Now you can turn your Bibles to the book of Hosea, which is my mother's name. My mother's name is Hosea Etha. She was named after her father. And she actually walks in a prophetic gift that no one ever taught her about. And I see that manifesting in her as I spend time with her and get to know my mom on a deeper level. Now, because I've taken you to Hosea, I operate a lot in the prophetic. I've taken you there because that's where God had me last night. So let's hope that we get there. And if we don't, I'll give you a few tidbits about what's there, because I'm not really sure that's actually where I'm going to preach from. He has given me a title called, What Time Is It? What time is it? Do you really know what time it is? Are you aware the time for whining is over? The time for complaining and procrastination, the time of running away from your responsibilities has come to an end. The time between hearing God's word and your response or your lack thereof will receive immediate benefit or loss. God is pulling out all stops in accordance to his word to prepare you, his people, for these last days. Bread is a minimum of $2.35 a loaf. I can remember myself when it was a quarter. Gas is a minimum of $3.13 a gallon. What time is it, really? The long and short of our days must be guided by the Holy Spirit. We must allow the Holy Spirit to do his job. Those who don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are reaching their momentums and their maximum grace ride, and they are going to need us, the saints of God, to be positioned to grab a hold and pull them in. They will need deliverance. So are you receiving your deliverance? Are you now ready? Or do you think that you are ready? What time is it? What do you see, seers? What do you hear, prophets? Are they symbols of brass resounding and you can't see what God is showing you? And prophets, you can't hear what God is saying? People of God, do you know what time it is? The body of Christ is splintered. Our government is splintered. Our communities and neighborhoods are splintered. Our families are splintered. What time is it? Is it time for the truth to be revealed? The truth about who you really are underneath it all. Can you handle it? Can you hear what God wants to say to you about yourself? Can you then make note, pray, fast, and run to God with it? What time is it? Are you like David? Are you like the lepers outside the city? What time is it really? If it's your time, then like David, you will run toward God as you make note of and you fast and pray of those things that are underneath the surface that you're trying to hold on to, your pet demons that you don't want to be rid of just yet. But if you are operating in a David time, when it is revealed to you and you have taken note of it and you fasted and you have prayed and you have accepted that I am not all that in a bag of chips, I am not all that cleaned up, I still have a few things that I need to get rid of, then you run to God. What time is it? Is it your David time? Or are you like the lepers? Have you been so full of yourself that you have become almost a leopard in your own pride, in your own mind, your selfishness, the bitterness, the hatred, the unforgiveness, and the things that you hold on to have caused you to appear to be a leopard in the spirit? What time is it? Are you sitting outside of the gates of the city where your healing is and you're sitting there afraid to make a move? Because man's law has dictated that you're not this, you're not that. And you have forgotten about the grace of God and the courage of the line of the tribe of Judah. And you're thinking that in the city there is food, there is water, there is help for me. What time is it for you? Have you come to that place where you say to yourself, you know what? Enough is enough. If I die, I die. I'm going in the city and I'm going to get something to eat. Something that's going to fill me up. Something that's going to fill me up from the bottom up. Something that's going to fill me on the inside so that, like the Samaritan woman heard from Jesus, that I will thirst and hunger no more. How many of us strive to fast? What time is it? Are you fasting? Are you praying? We're trying to fast and food just gets better and better. Half of America is overweight and we're with them. Are we able to fast? Are we able to get beneath it all and realize that what? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Is that enough to hold on to get past that snicker bar? Is that scripture enough to hold on to for you to get past that cornbread and beans? Is that word enough for you to push back from the table so that you can hear the word of God for this time and for this season and for this day? For surely he is coming. And we are in a time when split decisions will have to be made. You will not be able to think like this and in a week's time make a decision. Things are happening faster. There is a momentum. There is a speeding up that is going on. Can you not feel it in the spirit? It's going quickly. It's no longer the clip-clop. On a silent night, it's a clippity-clop, I'm coming. A clippity-clop, I'm coming. A clippity-clop, I'm coming. Are we ready? If he came now, are we ready? Have you given your all? That is your primary assignment. What time is it? It's time to give your all. It's time to stop holding back. It's time to be who God has called you to be. It's time to stop slipping and sliding and dipping and diving and half in and half out of what God has called you to be because you're afraid of what man can do to you. You're afraid of being lonely. You're afraid of being old. You're afraid of being a female. You're afraid you're too fat. You're afraid you're too tall. You're afraid you're too thin. You're afraid you're too black. You're afraid of something. What time is it? It is time to shake yourself, O Zion, and to wake up, to step it up, and be a part of what's going on in the outside world. Have we held ourselves so closely within the confines of the church that we are missing what's going on inside, outside in the world? That people are dying, and they are confused, and they do not know which way to go. Are we so tied up with the way that we've always done things that we're not willing to shake ourselves and be open to receive that God is doing a new thing in this last day because he wants all of his people saved? We as a body of Christ have held ourselves.
ourselves for so long, and we get saved and all of a sudden we become perfect and we are dressed up and we hide our sins. We hide the scars that we got when we were in the world. And when the men and women of God come from the world, when they come in and they come off the street, whores and prostitutes and young men and women with ears in their nose and their eyes, and we begin to criticize them instead of pray. What time is it? It's time to stop criticizing, and it's time to start praying. It's time to stop telling people what they should and should not eat and give them a chance to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because they don't want to hear that. They've been through stuff that you don't even know about. And you will never get their ear. You will never get their eye. You will never be able to minister to them if when they enter in, they look in your eyes and they see judgmentalism immediately. What time is it? It's time for us to look at ourselves and wonder, are we our own worst enemy? Have we become the people like Baal where we have cursed ourselves so the people on the outside don't want any part of us? Nor the God we propose to serve. What time is it, saints? What time is it? Are you full of fear and pride and shame and guilt and condemnation? Have you been whoring around with idols like Gomer? Have you not realized that once you accepted the call of salvation, you are marked? That God will call. And he calls, and he calls, and he continues to call. And he will continue to call you even through the idolatry and the fasting and the praying that is not being done. And you fast and pray. Some fast and pray, and it's the most amazing thing. And they still, you look in their eyes, and you can still see strong demonic activity. Because they refuse to let go of the old so they can move into the new. What time is it? God is not going to bless our mess. I hope you know that. He ain't going to bless your mess. He's not going to bless you half in and half out. You're either hot or you're cold. Either one. But if you wonder why your life is stagnated, if you wonder why it's not moving the way that you think it should, and you're fasting and praying, are you fasting and praying amiss? You're fasting and praying, but you're still doing what you want to do. You're still shipping and dipping and moving away from the responsibility and the call of God that's on your life. You're running from what God has called you to do. Why? Because you don't trust him. Saints, it's trusting time. You're either going to trust God and have faith, or in this next move, you're going to be real hungry. You're going to be real hungry. Because what's going to happen when the word of God begins to be cut off, like they're trying to do on television and radio? Where is the word? Is the word in your heart? What time is it? Have you spent time in the word? Is it in your heart? Can you live off that word? If something happens today and for the next month and a half, there's no Christian TV and no Christian radio, can you live on what's inside of you? Have you laid up enough to get through what you need to get through? Whose report are you going to believe? And who are you believing when you hear the report? Are you believing the word of the Lord? Are you believing what God is saying? Or are you believing what you are hearing other people say? When Jesus died and the veil was split in two, we have a perfect opportunity to go in and hear God for ourselves. And if you have not heard the voice of the Lord speaking to you, then it means you are depending on man to tell you what God is saying. When a man or a woman comes before you to minister the word of God, you should be getting a confirmation in your spirit when they open their mouth, because you should have heard what they were saying before you got here. The men and women of God are supposed to confirm what you already have heard God saying. Because yes, God will give you some things to do and tell you some things that sound real far out. So yeah, you do need a confirmation. Oh yeah. But the best way to get that confirmation is shut your mouth and wait and see. Because God will confirm his word. He will confirm his word. God is not schizophrenic or double-minded. He is not going to say one thing today and another tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you fight those demons, make sure that you ask for the mind of Christ and the heart of God. You don't need my mind. You don't need nobody's mind that's praying for you. You need the mind of Christ because it's stable. What time is it? Who are you believing? Where are you going? What is your next step? Are you hearing the voice of the Lord about your life? He is concerned about you. He's concerned about everything that we do. He's concerned enough that if you shop at Kroger, sometimes he'll tell you to go to Harvest Food because somebody in Harvest Food needs to hear from you. But are you so interested in going to Kroger if he tell you Harvest Food, you won't go? Well, I'm buying to them. What time is it? What time is it? What's in your heart? What's in your wallet? What you got? Have you been saving up? This is not a lot of our time. This is not a Fisher Price anointing that God is pouring out. It's just for play. The anointing that God is pouring out on the body of Christ is to save lives. The lives of the people that Jesus died on the cross to save. Do you think you were the only one? Hello? Sometimes we can get so selfish. We're not the only ones that Jesus died for. Oh, we have that kind of relationship. You can have that kind of relationship where you just feel like, oh, it's just me and Jesus all by ourselves. And yes, that's how he makes you feel. But he's the only one that can do that. The rest of us will fall short. He can love you like nobody else can love you. He knows where you are. He knows what you like. He made you. Whatever it is you're trying to get rid of, he knows all about that, knows where it came from, knows how it got there. Trust him. Move into him. Let him pour out on you his love. Let him pour out on you his personality and his character. So when we enter into the world that people don't see us, we have come to a place of dying and that the only thing they see in us is him. They don't see us judging them about what they got on. They don't see us judging them because we walk in and they're eating pork chops. Just pray for them. Let them eat the pork chops till they get Jesus. We have to come to a place of understanding in these four walls is not the whole world of Jesus Christ and God himself. It's out there. And the people out there are confused. They are so messed up demonically, it is unbelievable. They can't even love one another. They have no idea that when the word of God says, honor thy father and thy mother and thy days may be long, what that really means. You know, you can fake like you honoring thy father and thy mother, and then your days will be long. But what kind of days are you going to have? What kind of long day are you going to have? Are you going to be sick and messed up doing them long days? I don't think so. I don't want to be. I want to cleanse my heart. And when I honor and love those people who are in authority over me, I want to receive the blessings of the Lord, which is long life and good health. I don't want to have a long life on a breathing machine. Amen. I want all that he has for me. What time is it, everybody? What are you carrying around in your heart and in your pocket that you need to be getting rid of? Many of us play the role of the harlot in our family, in our circle of friends. And now our minds and our spiritual understanding has become dull. And we wonder why we don't hear the voice of God the way we did when we first got saved. It's because idolatry and harlotry has entered into your heart and you care more about what man has to say about you. You care more about getting along with the people that are in your environment and in your circle of friends than you do in being obedient and loyal to God and his word. We have a messed up idea on occasion what success really is. Some consider success having money and things. That's not really true success. The true success is understanding, having a complete understanding of the kingdom of God and walking therein. Because as you walk therein, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, the favor of God is on your life and you don't need a dime to get something. The favor of God will be on your life and he will make your enemies your footstool. footstool. And you will step up and over them into that that God has for you. You won't miss it. Can't nobody take it. If it's got my name on it, you ain't getting my stuff. If my stuff is laying there when Jesus comes, it's because I didn't pick up my stuff. What time is it? Do you know what your stuff is? We must allow God to do in us what He desires to do in us. We have to trust Him. He loves us. He is not going to take something out of you that you need. Hello? People go in and out of conferences but are not changed. There is a lack of knowledge of the kingdom of God and its attributes. Why? Where are you, church? Where are we? God is saying there are some who seek His face. There are some who carry His banner of love. There are some who can see. There are some who can hear. Yet many are delusional about who He really is. And some are half in and half out. Some want their place in the pulpit. Some have the word of knowledge, yet their heart is not broken for His people. We find error, He says, in their lives, and the bitterness that's within our own hearts causes us to be judgmental of those that we think that are not as good as we are. Where are you? What time is it? Have you forgotten that God can raise them up and set them in a place and have them on a cutting edge ministry because they've been obedient enough to do all that God has told them to do because they didn't know anything else to do while you busy fooling around with what man has told you in the old time church about man's traditions about what holiness is. You'll look around and some of them little short skirt wearing, nose ringing wearing sisters I'll be on the cutting edge, bringing more into the body of Christ than you can shake a stick at. Why? Because you're still concerned about what somebody else got to say about you because you was married twice. Because the church said you ain't supposed to be divorced. Well, hello. There's a lot of things going on in this world that God did not intend to have happen. It was not His desire from the beginning of time that a lot of things have happened the way that have. He is not happy that our children are being molested day in and day out. He is not happy with that. He is not happy that most of the body of Christ is sick when healing has been offered by what Jesus did on the cross. He is not happy with that. He is not happy with the fact that we would rather hold on to our personal demons of unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred toward things that people have done to us instead of releasing them and letting them go so He can use us fully in the kingdom of God to bring others in. He is not happy with that. This was not what He intended for us, the way the world is now. The world, the ground cries out. It's mourning for His return. There has to be something down in the inside of us that every now and then begins to shake you up. And every now and then you begin to wonder, God, what can I do? Something inside of you begins to shake when you begin to think about the love of God and how much He loved us. How much Jesus took when He hung on that cross and never said a word. He just laid there. He stood there and He took what they had to say. And then we back down and we're scared because somebody's talking about us. Somebody lied on us. So we back up. What time is it? What time is it, folks? What time is it, saints of God? It is time for you to know that. Prophetic word. It is time for you to know that I am God. And I raise up who I want and I judge by the content of the heart. What's in your heart? Bitterness, envy, jealousy, doubt, and unbelief. I will not promote you as man has promoted you ahead of your time. Open your heart and ears and hear me. For the cry of your heart, if not yielded to me, will lead you astray. What time is it? It is praying time, fasting, deliverance time, time to to turn away from adulterous relationships, idolatry, gossip, and backbiting. Time to turn away from insecurity. Don't lose your edge by seeking acceptance of man. It is time to reposition yourself and the Lord Jesus Christ and let God have His way in your life. That's what time it is. It is time for us to reposition ourselves. Go to Hosea. They did not turn away. In Hosea, it speaks a lot about whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. In Hosea 4 and 11. And it says in the Amplified Version, the heart and the mind and the spiritual understanding can be taken away by whoredom and idolatry. And the whoredom and idolatry comes when you put something else in front of God. Whether it's a basketball game, your car, your job, buying clothes, whatever it is that takes a place over the Lord Jesus Christ and what God is telling you to do. When it becomes so much more important to you, you have fallen into idolatry and whoredom. Hosea 4 and 6 says, what does Hosea 4 and 6 say? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. That's pretty deep, don't you think? What time is it? Is it not time for us to stop doing what we used to do, like we always did it, and get on board and do what God is telling us to do right now for this time and for this season, and not allow ourselves to get caught up by a lack of knowledge? That carries a pretty heavy load with it, does it not? Hosea 4 and 12. My people habitually ask counsel of their senseless wood idols and their staff of wood, gives them oracles and instructs them. For the spirit of harlotry has led them astray, and they have played the harlot, withdrawing themselves from subjection to their God. So in other words, you have withdrew yourself from being obedient to God to do what it is that you want to do. Instead of fasting 40 days, instead of fasting 20 days, you decide that I got to take this medication so I can't fast, so I'm not going to fast. I can't fast. Hello? What else you got your life that you can give up in 20 days? You think maybe if you fast for 20 days, you might get healed so you don't need the pills? You think you might have enough faith to think like that? Scaredy cats is what we are. What time is it? I didn't say get off your meds. I didn't say that. I bind that in Jesus' name. I said, what else can you give up doing those 20 days that you like to do so well? So that as you fast that toward the Lord, that He will increase in you in the land and strengthen you inside yourself, that perhaps the pills that you're taking when you finish the fast you may not need. And He can do it gradually. Because when He healed me gradually. Hosea 4 and 13. I'm sorry, 14. I will not punish your daughters when they play the harlot, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, for the fathers and husbands themselves go aside in order to be along with women who prostitute themselves for gain, and they sacrifice at the altar with dedicated harlots who surrender their chastity in honor of the goddess. Therefore, the people without understanding shall stumble and fall and come to ruin. So, if you like knowledge and you like understanding, in verse 6, by the time you get to verse 14, you're going to be stumbling and falling into ruin. That's why you need to seek God for wisdom and revelation knowledge for this time and this season of your life. And in that verse, stumble and falling, I'm seeing that there's stubbornness and shame. And it says in 14, there's a, I think it was 14, where it talks about a snare. I might have missed that. But it says you have become a snare. Did I read that in 14? No? Okay. All right. I don't. There is. What is it?
5 verse 1.
Okay. I've been a snare. Okay. That means that you have become a snare. In other words, You have allowed yourself to become a stumbling block to somebody else because you lack wisdom, you lack revelation, and you lack understanding because you have moved into idolatry and whoredom instead of putting God first. Your idols have caused you to become a snare. There is also corruption, slaughter, idolatry, pride, and self-reliance. And it does say pride comes before the fall. Verse 5 and 6. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, inquiring for and requiring him, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. How sad can that be? That God himself will withdraw from us if we continue along the path of idolatry and whoredom. I don't know about you, but I don't think I want to live a single moment away from God. Not a single moment, not a single time. There are times when I have been so overburdened myself and allowed myself to reach a point where I don't think that I'm hearing God. And that is such a lonely place. I begin to cry out to God. I turn off everything because that's not a place that I like. That's not a place that I want to be. I do not want God to withdraw himself from me. Now, this scripture, Hosea 5 and 10, the princes of Judah are like those who remove the landmark, the barrier between right and wrong. I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Deuteronomy 19 and 14 and Proverbs 22 and 28 for more study on this particular verse. And when I finish this, I believe I will be done. I have often heard the saints of old sing a particular song. And I always wondered what they meant by it. And it was nice to see right here what God was saying. Now, I don't believe that I'm contradicting myself when I say to you that we need to go forward in the things of God and hear what the Lord is telling us to do in this day and this season. There is nothing new under the sun. But because God is who he is, he can take the old things and give you a new way of presenting them to people so that they can accept and it is palatable. Because we have generations of people who do not know the word of God, who have not been taught about God. So your Christianese language is going to do you no good in trying to minister to them. So we need to understand that when God is going to send us out there, you might find yourself talking to somebody and saying, you know, that's jacked up. And then you'd be like, did I say that? Yeah, you did. Because if you'd have said it any other way, whoever you was talking to would have known what you was talking about. Because you're being too Christianese on them. So understand what I'm saying to you. I'm not saying that God is changing everything. I'm saying listen for the voice of God to tell you what to say to people, because he's going to give it to you in a language that they can understand. Because they do not have the background that we have had. They do not understand. You're like pouring water off a duck's back. This scripture answer. Do you all remember a song? Now let us all go back to the old landmark. Now let us all go back to the old landmark. For he will hear us, we'll be given bread from heaven, and we'll stay here until we want no more. And I always wondered, what's the old landmark? Hosea 5 and 10 says the old landmark is going back to the place where you can decipher right from wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to all go back to the old landmark where we can decipher right and wrong within ourselves so that we can understand that some of the things that we have taken into this walk with us are the things that God wants us to be delivered of so that we can hear him clearly. The song says, so we'll be given bread from heaven so he can feed us until we want no more. And that happens at the old landmark. That place where right and wrong was split like a sword when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, right was no longer wrong and wrong was no longer right, but right was right and wrong was wrong. It's what God is calling us to. That's what time it is. That's what time it is. He wants us delivered and filled with His Word until we want no more. So that when we go out, because you know it says in Proverbs, it takes wisdom to win souls. And God will give you wisdom just like that. Because He'll take His Word, and as you study His Word, He'll turn that Word around inside of you so that that Word comes out and the people you are speaking to will understand what you're saying. I believe that God is very concerned about the lost. We got to stop preaching to the choir. Get the Word of God and then begin to move out into uncharted territory for most of us. I think you should all watch Star Trek sometime. And then become like the Klingons and realize it's a good day to die. Die to yourself. Die to your fears. Die to all of those things that hamper you and keep you from fulfilling that God has called you to. And that is to minister the Word of God to His people in a way that is palatable, that they can understand it, that they can receive it. If they can't receive it from you, then it cannot do the job that it was created to do. So don't be afraid of change. Sometimes you can go in and minister the Word, and before you know it, you're ministering the way you always minister, and you're ministering to a group of people, and you're giving them scripture after scripture after scripture, and they're all sitting there looking like, what is she talking about? What is he talking about? What is going on? And I realize that it's because you're in the middle of a crowd of people that come to church all the time, but nobody has really taught them, so you giving them scripture is not really doing anything. They're completely lost on what you're saying. You got to tell them where you came from. You got to tell them your story. You got to open your coat and show your wounds. You got to tell them you were 2 months pregnant before you got married, or that you didn't. They want real deal. What time is it? Faith. It's time to pray. Amen. Stand to your feet. Father, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you all of the honor. We thank you for this afternoon in your presence. I thank you, Father God, I decrease even more. And I give you honor and praise in front of your people, for it is nothing that I have done, but it is all what you have said. I pray right now, Father God, that your word has fallen in good ground, and that it will take root and that it will grow, God, and that the people will be saved, healed, and delivered in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Right now, Father, I take authority over every spirit of oppression, every spirit of brokenness, every spirit of feeling crushed, every spirit of vanity, every spirit right now in the name of Jesus of guilt. Every spirit of faithlessness, every spirit of treachery, every spirit right now in the name of Jesus that is not like you. We bind and rebuke those spirits in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, and we loose the spirit of the living God. We loose your angels to come in and drag these demons up at the root. We come against the spirit of hatred and bitterness, deep-rooted bitterness, deep-rooted bitterness, pain and hatred, even being mad at God for things that have happened the way that they did, and they lacked understanding of your purpose and your call and your personality. We bind and break that off of these, your people, now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. We come against every spirit, Father God, of pride. We come against every spirit of iniquity and guilt. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. We come against disobedience and harlotry in the name of Jesus right now. We break and bind you off the people of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you. We put a wedge between rebellion and rejection right now in Jesus' name. And we call forth the spirit of obedience to drive you out now in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of obedience upon disobedience now in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of submission upon anti-submissiveness in the people of God now in the name of Jesus. We bind and break spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness because of idolatry and whoredom. And we break and bind you off of the eyes and the ears of the people of God now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the ability ability to hear what God is saying. We bind spiritual blindness now in the name of Jesus, and we say, open thou thy eyes that they may see the wonders of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. We bind and break you off the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Oh, robo shetena rio ko robo shatana na yo robo shetera cross na 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 yasa. Oh, robo shena na na ye ko robo shena na na ye ka landi yo shena na na ye na robo she. God, we come against that spirit of Leviathan now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of Leviathan and we curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. We come against the deception that rides with Leviathan. We come against you now in Jesus' name. We come against that spirit of delusion, 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 and we curse you at the root in Jesus' name. Ha rasha tararobo she na 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 yinidio she ro she na 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 yeko rebe se na 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 robo shata randi nidio se oha yororobo shata. Delusional, delusional, unable to understand, unable to see, unable to receive the word of the living God. We come against you now in the name of Jesus. We tear you down in the mind and the hearts and the emotions of the people of God in the name of Jesus. Ha! Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus over the mind and the will and the emotions of God's people, driving out everything that is not like God. Hande yo so korobo satata, rese korobo satata. Panda yarabo shete, nandirio se yarabo sheta, nandirio se, that hippopotamus spirit, that hippopotamus spirit of stubbornness, digging in and not moving. I curse you at the root. I set fire to your feet. I loose the hornets of God to sting and to sting you until you move now out of the hearts and the minds of the people of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, robo sete, yeso, korebe sete, tete. Roma ya 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 ya. Ho ya ra 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 bo shaka ra ra ya ra ra bo shaka. I come against the spirit of slaves, that slave mentality, being a slave to man's tradition, being a slave to law, being a slave to things that are not of God. I break the chains now in the name of Jesus. I break it off their legs and their arms, their will and their emotion. I break you now. Change, 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 demonic chains that have been set up in their lives to keep them slaves to the devil. I break that thing right now in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Oh, shata ta 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 ta. Rosha na na na, get it above shete. Non di rio she na na rabo shaka, get it above shata. Oh, rabo shata. Non di rio she, get it above shete. Ah, we come against those spirits that attack the mind spirits, the mind control spirits right now. Release the people of God and let them go in the name of Jesus. Let them go, devil. Let them go. Let them go. We come against voices, hearing voices, voices that are not the voice of the Lord. We curse you now at the root. For the word of God says that we are his sheep and we shall know his voice. And I speak the word of that they will know the voice of God in the name of Jesus. So, stubborn spirits go, stubborn spirits that will not allow them to flow with the gift of time, flow in the timing of God. I break you off the people of God now. I break off the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. I loose the spirit of faith, hope, and trust in God. Move in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. All you submarine Jezebels, move out now in the name of Jesus. Ah, Rasaka. I lose the spirit of Jehu upon you now in the name of Jesus. All you submarine Jezebels, in and out, in and out, up and down. I curse you at the root. I come against the fear that holds you down underwater. I curse you now at the root. Loose the women of God and let them go in the name of Jesus. I lose the spirit of humility. I lose the spirit of obedience and submission upon them now in the name of Jesus. I come against the shackles in their mind. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself and go and loose the women of God. And I come against the spirit of Ahab. Ahab in the men. Ahab in the men in the house of God. Ahab in the home. I break your curse right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the fine finger of God against you, that the women of God may be able to rise up into love and to be obedient to the men of God as God has called them to be. Ahab, you've got to go. I come against you now in the name of Jesus right now. You must loose yourself of the men of God. We want to be obedient as women. Loose the men of God and let them go now. Move out of the mind, the will, and the emotions now, Ahab. Come out of there, you procrastinator. Move now in the name of Jesus. The fear of being men of God. Fear, 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 fear. Go out of the men of God. Come out of their hearts in the name of Jesus. Move now in the name of Jesus. Faith, 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 faith. Faith, faith, faith. I lose faith in the name of Jesus upon the people of God. Ha, ya, 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 ha, ya, 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 ha. Oh, Roboshana, na, na, ya, di, yose. Oh, Roboshata. Oh, la, 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 boshina, na, ya, la, boshita, na, na, ya, ko, Roboshena. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, Father God, for your deliverances. For you are the deliverer. You are the omnipotent, omnipresent God. There is none like you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are Christ the Lord. Ha. You are our deliverer. Ha. You are Emmanuel, the eternal God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Nishi, our banner of love. You are the deliverer. And we thank you for delivering us this day. We thank you for deliverance that comes as we call upon you, O God. We thank you, God, that we have submitted ourselves to your will and your way, your will and your way in our lives, God. We give you praise and glory and honor. We worship you, God. There is none like you, O God. We say hallelujah to the highest form of praise, O God. You are a God that reveals secrets, Lord. Reveal your secrets unto us. Daniel 2 and 28. Reveal to us the secret and deep things that are talked about in Daniel 2 and 22. Let us understand things kept secret from the foundation of the world. Talked about in Matthew 13 and 35. Let the seals be broken from your word. Daniel 12 and 9. Let us understand and have revelation of your will and purpose for our lives, God. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Ephesians 1 and 17. Let us understand heavenly things. John 3 and 12. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. Psalm 119 and 18. Let us know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Mark 4 and 11. Let us speak to others by revelation. 1 Corinthians 14 and 6. Reveal your secrets to your servants, the prophets. Amos 3 and 7. Let the hidden things be manifest. Mark 4 and 22. Matthew 11 25. Hide your truth from the wise and prudent and reveal them to babes, God. Let your arm be revealed in my life. In John 12 and 38, reveal the things that belong to us, God. Deuteronomy 29 and 29. Let your word be revealed unto us, God. 1 Samuel 3 and 7. Let your glory be revealed in our life, God. 1 Isaiah 40 and 5, God. Let your righteousness be revealed in our lives, God. Isaiah 56 and 1. 2 Corinthians 12 and 1. Let us receive visions and revelations of the Lord. Let us receive an abundance of revelation. Let us be a good steward of your revelation. Let us speak the mysteries of Christ. Hallelujah. Let us receive and understand your hidden word, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. And we give you honor. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. You are the deliverer. You know our hearts. You know what we need. Now, God, we take authority over every stubborn and stiff-necked spirit that is not left. And we bind them with fetters of iron that have been dipped in the blood of Jesus. And we speak the word that if you do not leave on your own, we loose the angels of God to come and to drag you off and take you where Jesus wants you to go. We thank you, Father. Fill us up. Fill us up. Lift your hands to the Lord and tell him to fill you up.
Tell him to fill you up. God, fill us up with your word. Fill us up with your peace. Fill us up with your wisdom and your revelation. Fill us up with your knowledge and your understanding. Fill us up from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. And in those places where we have been delivered, let the fruit of the Spirit be made manifest, the least of which let love. Let the joy of the Lord become our strength. Let us know what time it is. And as we read your word, God, we ask that our minds become like a sponge. And the revelation and understanding of your word that we'll be able to hang on to in our hearts. And we'll be able to speak forth your word, God, in the name and the powerful name of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name for this opportunity to be in your presence and to receive of you. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask you to bless the food, bless the hands that prepared it, and the hands that serve it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.